Hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Praise God. We have an exciting teaching for you today. We're teaching on faith, and that's something that God says that every believer should live by. The just shall live by faith. Praise the Lord. Now, that doesn't mean you run out and quit your job, and I'm going to live by faith and quit my job. If you can't use faith with a job, you're about to starve without one. It doesn't mean that. It means that incorporate faith in everything that you do, whether it's in the home or your business, your job, or whether it's your health, your wealth, whatever it is, faith will work for you to bring you into that place. Now, as you're going into these promises of God, faith has to be applied. And when it does, the enemy tries to come against it and tries to make it so that your faith won't work. But if you just stay constant in faith, because it's built for hostile environments, it will bring you through every time. It's designed for impossible situations. So, for us to move into the things that God has planned for us, we're going to have to do it God's way. And that way is the way of faith. Well, let's get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Maybe take some good notes now. Let's talk about it. It's called Victory Through Faith. Jesus went to the cross. Once he did, he became sin for us. Got it? Then Satan, the demons, ushered him on down to hell. Now, when he got down to hell, now he was tormented. For who? For us. But in 3 days. Now, understand, because people don't understand dominion over time, this was eternity. You'll get it. And see, we need to talk about some of this because we're still thinking like the world. And God doesn't think time. Time has no dominion over God. God is the inventor of time. But he puts you over time. So the time won't ever tell you what to do. The only thing that stands between you and your destiny is time. Jesus defeated Satan in open combat. Are you with me?
Yes.
Then he took back everything Satan stole. Not just the authority. He took back the goods.
Yes.
And what he showed the disciples was the goods.
Yes.
And some doubted. See, if you ever can see what's yours, not what's gonna be yours.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's already yours. You gotta hear what I'm saying. There is no future in God. It's already yours. Healing is yours when?
Now.
Deliverance is yours when?
Now.
Peace is yours when? When we all get to heaven, the great old time will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. You can shout right now. The devil is sitting on your stuff. He's trying to talk you out of your inheritance. Now kick him off your land. Take it right out from under you. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the justice, the righteous. How long are you gonna leave it laid up? Start calling some stuff. Come on, start sowing like you know there's an abundance there. Come on now.
Is this making sense to you?
Yes.
Now, that's what I'm saying. They saw it, and some doubted. Man, there is no way that can be that much available. Why? Because, see, what you see in the temple is just the tip of the iceberg. This ain't nothing but the seed. That's the harvest. Treasure in heaven. Not for when you get there. It's available to you right now. It never meant that we preach the gospel broke. Poor. It never meant we preach the gospel in scarcity. It meant when you hit a nation, you analyze it and see, I'm going to build 7 orphanages over here. I'm going to build 3,000 homes over here. I'm going to take you. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes.
Go in there like the richest person in the world.
Yes.
And build. Powerful stuff, folks. All right, let's look at this. Now, here again, this is something that you got to believe. When you read it in the Word of God, He says, all things are yours. Now, right there, the reason going to take over, and He's going to say, well, all spiritual things. That ain't what He said. He said, all things. None of it belongs to the devil or his family. All things are yours. Now, what you got to do is you got to take all of that reasoning and say, no, sit that aside. I'm going to take the Word just like it is.
Yes.
So you can't receive your inheritance if you can't see your inheritance.
Yes.
You can't make that thing manifest, man. You got to see. He said, Joshua, see, I have given into your hands Jericho. Now, when you see it like that and get revelation of it, all of a sudden you... faith comes, and faith becomes the title deed. So now you get title to your stuff that other folk are living on.
Amen.
Sure. Now you can take them before the judge. Are y'all with me? All right. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 26. You see your calling, brethren, not many... wise men, men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the what kind of things? The foolish things of the world to do what? Confound the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and the base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen. Yea, the things which are not to bring to what? Not what? The things that are. Now, here's the key. God chose things that are not to bring to naught things that are. Okay? What is are? Are is something in your life that is physical, temporal, something in your life, glory to God, that you don't particularly want or have a need for in your life. So now He chose something that's not to bring to naught something that is. So what's not? What's not seen? The Word of God. So He chose something spiritual to bring to naught something that exists in your life. Does that make sense to you? So, I've got to get the Word. And when I get this Word, I'm going to take this Word, and faith cometh how? By hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. So now I've taken this Word of God, and I'm going to hear it. Faith is going to come. Now, as I keep declaring or decreeing this Word or decree this Word and release my faith, I'm now calling, I'm going to call things that be not as though they were. Now, no matter what my situation is, faith will turn it around. I'll say it again. No matter what my situation is, faith will turn it around. Now, what I did now is I believed what I spoke is going to what? Is going to happen or come to pass. Got it? So, deal only with the spiritual. God saw darkness. Did he say this? Woo, ain't it dark out there? No, he didn't, did he? What did he call darkness? Did he deal with darkness? No, he only dealt with light. Now this is a powerful principle. He only dealt with light. You only are going to deal with the word of God. By his stripes, I was healed. By his stripes, I was healed. By his stripes, I was healed. Now, what am I doing? Faith is coming now. Faith is coming now. Now, pretty soon, faith is going to build to the point that it becomes a force. And now, when I release it, faith goes to work. And goes to work, if it has to create something, it will do that. If it has to dominate something, it will do that. If it has to bring something, it will do that. But faith will overcome the world. Faith will overcome whatever is existing in your life. It doesn't make any difference what it is. It's designed for difficult situations. Faith is designed, the Word of God is designed for hostile environments. The Word of God, faith and the Word of God are synonymous terms. As I got faith, I get the Word. As I got the Word, I got faith. So I'm just saying what a lot of people do is they see an impossible situation and they just drop off the line. But I'm saying to you now, this is what it's saying. It's saying that we can call things that be not as though they were using our faith. And once we release our faith, just allow faith to work, because faith will bring to pass what I'm saying. Man, I'll tell you that. Your prosperity in God that he's planned for you has nothing to do with your position, your profession, your career, your family background, or even the nation you live in. The blessing of the Lord, it makes you rich. You see, I'm bringing this thing down now. I'm bringing it down so that somehow I can manage it with my own ability, so forth and so on. That's not only that, it's a house too. Bringing it down. Well, we can cut out these three rooms. We can cut that out and so forth and so on. Uh-uh. No. I get believing for it and get my faith ready. And my faith tells me what to do. It says, sow a seed over here. I sow that seed. Next thing I know, here comes harvest. Had nothing to do with how much I had in the bank. We got to stop that. He's no respecter of persons. What he did for BW, he'll do for you. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying the tendency is that we bring it right on down. Now, God wants us to have the best of everything. Now, if you don't agree with that, your mind is infected with something other than the Spirit of God. But he wants you to have the best. And you know it too. You want the best dental care. Somebody tell you about the dentist, say, hey, yeah, he put you, boy, when he put that thing, he pulled my tooth. Man, my tooth are hurting me for 3 months. So far, I'm not going there. And you want the best. You want your children to have the best education. Come on. He wants you to have the best. But God will give you the desire of your heart.
Hallelujah.
Yeah? So he's going to meet you at the point of your desire. So now, I'm only saying that to say, not just on things, but I'm saying for us to move into the place where God has planned for us, we're going to have to do it God's way. We're going to have to come back and say, wait a minute, maybe I've been thinking wrong here, that we've been thinking too small. Yes. We've been thinking too small, folks. That's why he said, I want you to get a bank. Now, I'm saying I had to hear God and I had to do what God said. I had to be done by faith, because as long as I tried to do it by the flesh, that devil had me. And he strung me out for almost 7 years, because I'm still trying to work this thing. And pretty soon I woke up. He said, why don't you believe you receive? And when I did that, something happened. Praise God, something broke. All of a sudden got favor over here, so forth and so on. See, he said, you have not because you ask not. And when you ask amiss. You ask out of line with the word. And once I did that, something started happening, boy, and I started seeing it. And I don't know about you, but I'd like to make it so that the saints would take their money and put it in their banks.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah, no. This is not just me. I'm talking about anyone. Okay. Mark chapter 11, are you with me?
Yes.
And this is the case where Jesus cursed a fig tree. And once he cursed that fig tree, it says here in verse 22, and he answered and said to them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Now, I think in that point, I know it means have the God kind of faith, but what we need to do also is have faith in God, that what God's word says, God will do. And he says in verse 23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have what? Whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, come on, when you pray, keep going, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, here's the last thing I want to do. I want to talk about just that scripture. This scripture also is what was talked about earlier. It overrides this thing called time. And what you see is an acceleration of the working of the power of faith, overriding the dimension of time. And the natural mind has pretty much been programmed into a time reality. But you and I are moving past time. We're moving into a place where there is literally no time. We're going to build for God in record time. Just like Nehemiah, that thing should have taken years to build. He built it in 52 days. So you're going to see things happen in your life from this day forward in record time. Now, understand, faith opens a prison door of time, and it gives us direct access to God and God to us without limits. And once faith unlocks the door of time, then nothing is impossible to you. And so now I'm saying that you are going to rise up above the constraints of time and space, and you now are going to walk in a new dimension that will cause things to happen overnight. That every force of the enemy that has been assisting the Gentiles is now being cut off in your life. Now faith is going to take the blessing of Abraham and everything that God has for you and going to bring it into your life. Now, whatever's against your peace and your progress, whatever's been humiliating you or affecting you, whatever's been against your career, whatever's been against your family, your future, your finances, now they shall be no more. God is going to deal with them right now. Now, I'm saying this, that some of you have had a season of frustration and failures and so forth, but those times are over. Now, your season of success and prosperity have begun. Whatever's been resisting God's plan for your life is now being stopped. Today, today, I said today, today. Now, as you decree things, watch your mouth, because now they will come to pass. I'm here to tell you that everything now that has been stolen, God's going to open up your eyes so that you can see it and receive what God has for you and take it by faith. Your struggle is over. The season now for your success has begun. All the things that were against you are being cut off right now. I cut them off in the spirit. Your ministry shall grow like wildfire. This time next year, we will have 300 millionaires out of this group alone. I'm telling you right now, you are beginning extremely rich, extremely at peace, extremely prosperous, and joy will be on you from this day forward. I come against the spirit of heaviness. I come against the spirit of sadness. I come against every deceptive spirit, and I take charge over you now and forbid you to operate. Now, in Jesus' name, you shall walk by faith and not by sight from this day forward.
Well, this is the time that we give you, the viewers, and all of our listeners an opportunity to share in the support of the ministry broadcast and also changing of lives. One of the things we do is, in the kingdom, we sow seed. And we sow seed so that other people can be benefited by the harvest that comes forth. As we were starting here in Chicago, one of the things that we did to continue to grow is to sow. And as we sowed seed, God measured back more and more to us. We're able to expand. We started first just teaching at a little storefront church, and then it went on to a business area that we were being able to have services out of, and then it went to a large banquet hall, and then now it went to a large church facility, and we even growing bigger. But we had started with just getting the message out to maybe 10 or 15, 20 people, but now we're taking it all over the world. And one of the reasons we're able to do that is because people have been sowing. Now, one of the things that people look at is what's going on around them. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 that he that observes the wind will not sow. And if we look too hard at our circumstances, it's geared to try to distract us, to keep us from obeying God. And in this particular teaching, in this broadcast, in this ministry, it's good soil. And what I'm asking you to do is see what God would have you to do is be a part of the support of this broadcast. Now, we're not demanding that anybody give. What we're saying, that God speaks to us, and he tells us not only where to give, but what to give. And as he speaks to your heart about giving and giving into this ministry, we're just asking you to obey God. Somebody said, well, a recession is on. There's no recession where you live. The Bible says once you get born again, you've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. That means that we're in a brand new kingdom where there is no recession. In other words, when you sow a seed, God guarantees back a harvest. Here's what he says in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. He said, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. You see, God guarantees us a harvest off of our giving. So I'm saying if you're in need, sow a seed. Praise God. This is good soil. Guaranteed you'll receive a harvest. Well, this is our time of giving, and if you have your seed ready, I'd like to pray over your seed, that as you give into this ministry, that not only would you be receiving a harvest, but I'm praying for a quick return for you, that every need that you have will be met by his kingdom. Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus for those who would sow seed
in today's ministry, into this broadcast, into this ministry. I pray that you measure it back to them, multiplied return. And I pray, Lord, that they sow this seed for whatever need they may have, that need be met, and it be met right now. I thank you for it. I believe it's done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for your support. You know, we, no matter the gift, whether the gift is small or whether it's large, we really, really cherish that gift. We really do. It's sacred to us. And we thank you so much for believing in us. Well, my wife, Veronica, and I, and all those at Bill Winston Ministry say thank you and God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Are you facing challenges in your life and you can't see how you'll overcome them? Are you experiencing sickness in your body, problems in your relationships, or troubles in your finances? This is the time that the force of faith is required on your behalf. The force of faith can do the impossible for you in any situation.
The enemy is not after us. What is he after? He's after our faith. Because he knows faith will defeat him every time.
Order The Force of Faith today, and you'll learn why faith always declares the outcome before the fight ever starts. Why fear contaminates your faith. Why faith dictates your destiny, not people, and much more.
You got to fight the what? Good fight of faith. See, you got to stay in faith. If you made that confession, you got to stay there. Say amen to that. Because you can't go by how you feel or what's coming against you. You can't go by how it looks or what somebody said. You got to go by one thing, the Word of God. If God said it, that's what you believe.
To order your copy of The Force of Faith, contact us online at www.billwinston.org.
Before Jesus comes back, we're going to have to bring everything that's out from under the government of God back in line with the government of God.
The church has been called by God to empower the nations.
Jesus didn't say that my mandate is to do the work of him that sent me. He said my mandate is to finish his work.
We're advancing the kingdom at the 2011 Ministers and Missions Conference, March 23rd through the 25th. Speakers include Dr. William S. Winston, Pastor Bob Yandian, Dr. Patricia Bailey Jones, Pastor Terry Nance, personal trainer and life coach Ron Kardashian, and musical artist Paul Wilbur. To register, call 1-866-816-4653 or register online at ministersandmissions.com. The 2011 Ministers and Missions Conference. We're advancing the kingdom.